Hi, welcome back to the Focus Action Week, building better relations with your donors. And today we are already at day 3 and we're going to be looking at developing different messages. But first let me say hi, I hope we have met in the Facebook group by now, and I just want to refresh ourselves about why we're here. So first of all, we're here because you're working for a nonprofit or you have just created your own nonprofit and you have a dream in this world. Yeah, you have a vision, a mission, you have your values. There's something that you want to do to make better or to keep as it is, to protect, to uphold, to make people aware of whatever it is. And we probably have spoken about that in the Facebook group already by now. You have something that you want to achieve and you need resources in order for you to do the work to get that done. And donors are the source of your resources and they will give you money, whether it's a grant, a sponsorship or a private donation, if they know, like and trust you. And this know, like and trust takes time to build and maintain. And that's what we're looking at in this Focus Action Week. How can you build and maintain know, like and trust relations with your donors and potential donors? And it's good to keep in mind that this involves not just one person or one organization or maybe two that you're in contact with, maybe at the moment, because in the end, if you want your organization to be both stable and flexible, you will need to have several different types of donors, companies, maybe government organizations, maybe private foundations, as well as private individuals. And this means that you are looking at building know, like and trust in several different relations with several very different people who share the same dream, of course, but who are different in some of their backgrounds and what is important for them and how they like to work. Yeah, so that's what we're looking at. And that is something that requires time and patience and constant attention. But there isn't always an immediate reward. Of course, if you're building a relation, you're building something that takes time to have its impact. And we all know, at least I know from my more than 25 years work in nonprofit organizations, that it's super difficult to allocate time consistently and systematically to this kind of work during the day, because there are always so many things to get done. There are always some deadlines or some people asking you something, and it's very hard to set aside time for yourself and maybe for some people on your team to really work on this. What it requires is therefore a routine that you set aside some time consistently and systematically in your calendar, in your day, in your week, in your monthly planning, that you have a routine to do this and that you have time allocated despite what is happening around you. And to start building a routine is of course difficult, but that's why we're here. So we are building step by step a routine together this week by doing some of the things this week more than once, as you will see. And at the same time, on the last day, we're going to be planning ahead so that you can reserve time in your calendars to continue with the things that you have identified in this week as needing to be done, and also so that you can continue with some of the things that we will be doing this week, including developing different messages. Okay, so what are we going to be looking at in this week? Well, yesterday and the first day we have been laying the foundation. We have been working on the basis. We have been looking at your donors. Who are they? What do we know about them? What information are you collecting about them in order to develop this constantly evolving relationship where you learn more and more about them and they about you, and where the relationship becomes stronger? And we have looked at your communication platforms to see to what extent they are attractive to your donors and potential donors, and to what extent they are clear in what you do, who you are, how you do things, but also in what you want people who who like you to do. Yeah, whether you want them to subscribe to a newsletter or to donate, things like that. So we've been looking at all that yesterday and the day before. Now we're going to be looking at message crafting. Tomorrow we're going to look at outreach, sending the message. Then we're going to be looking at how can you find new donors, how can you look for new donors, how can you engage with donors, old and new. And we're going to be planning a routine on the final day of this week. So how we're doing that? Well, you know that by now. You receive an email from me every day with an assignment, and then you can watch this video and use the worksheet that is there. I just want to remind you of the limited availability of this Focus Action Week, because it's about focus and action. We all know you cannot be focused and focusing on action, especially whole year round. So it's a week, and that means that the week has an end as well. And the final email you will receive from me is on the 4th of July. That's the final assignment. Then everything will remain available to you until Wednesday, the 7th of July. But after that day, I will take all the materials offline. So please make sure you download everything that you want to keep before that day. And I will also archive the Facebook group so that you can still search it if you are a member, but you can no longer post in it. And just to be clear that this is a limited thing, that we're going to dive into it now. After this week, there will be other ways for us to continue exchanging and working together. Okay, let's get started now, because we're finally there. We're going to be crafting a message. We're going to develop different messages, in fact. Yeah, so this is one example of a message. It's not very personal, but it could be a message where you could start engaging with your donors around the question of do one thing every day that makes you happy. You can ask them whether they agree with that. You can ask them what would make them happy to do, and so on and so forth. So there's a whole conversation that you can get started if you use a message like this, and if you combine it with a question, of course. If you just post it as a statement, then maybe people will see it, will like it, but might not respond, and therefore you might not really learn anything new about them. Okay, so let's look at why are we going to be sending different messages. Well, I already started telling you a little bit about that. Part of it is to do, of course, with looking at what you want to know, what you want to learn about your donors, and then trying to find different messages to build up a real connection by finding out more about them. And more, the more you know about them, the more personalized messages you can send them, and the more easy it will be for you to be in that communication flow. So the messages are about building the relations and deepening relations between you and the donor. Why do we need different types of messages that we're going to be looking at in a moment? Well, that's because not every message suits every donor at every time or at the same time. Yeah, the message that I showed you, or the starting point for maybe posting a question on Facebook, this might not be necessarily appropriate for all the donors that you will be working with. Not all of them might appreciate it, or they might not feel the need to answer to that. And there might be other messages that are more suitable to them. Yeah, so you need to make sure that you have different types of messages to have the best possible match to what is suitable to that donor in that moment. And that might be different things at the same time for different donors, or it might be different things at different times for the same donor. Yeah, so yeah, like a real relation, this is something that is dynamic, where things happen in the life of the donor, things happen in the life of your nonprofit, and therefore this the communication as a backbone for the relations will also be impacted by that. Yeah, so what kind of messages do we have? Well, I made a very simple distinction between business messages and more personal messages. And by business messages, I mean messages that are focusing on your nonprofit. And by personal messages, I mean messages that are focusing more on the person of the donor. Yeah, so I'm not talking about marriage proposals, but I'm talking about questions that are related to things that you have learned about your donor that are happening in their personal life or that remind you of them as a person. We're going to be looking at that in a moment. So let's first look at what types of business messages you can think of. Well, maybe there's even more. So I'm looking forward to hearing from you about that in the Facebook group, if you have even more types of possible business messages. So for example, you can send a message, and a message can be anything, right? It can be a photo, it can be a long text, a short text, it can be a video. I would not always recommend that, but it can be an email message, a WhatsApp message, but it can also be a post, of course. So, just to get that out of the way. So it can be something that is an update or a follow-up of something that you have already spoken to them about before, or maybe you have been writing about it before and you just want to give a status update, like, do you remember this and this, and now this and this is happening. Maybe you have a piece of news to share, maybe some new development in your organization, maybe a new thing happened in the community you serve, something like that. Yeah, maybe something new is happening in the region where you're working that is impacting you. Or you can send a story about somebody who is impacted by the work you do and who speaks about that, and who speaks about how they got to know you and how their life was transformed or changed by working with you, for example. You can also share a tip. Maybe you, through the work that you do, you have a tip, like a how to do this, where to go for the best so-and-so. That's also something that you can share. Or maybe based on your work that you do, you have a fun fact to share. Did you know this or that? Or you can ask a question, yeah, like a question related to the picture I showed in the beginning. Do something that makes you happy every day. Then you can ask them, okay, what makes you happy every day? That would be a bit more a personal question, but something like that could be a question. You could ask a question when it comes to a more business type of message that could be about, well, we are thinking of doing this or that. What would you advise, or what would you prefer, or something like that? A question for advice, actually, to your donors or potential donors. And of course, the last type of message is a request, a call for support. Yeah, that's also a business type of message. And I put it on purpose as the last type of message because, of course, you're not going to start with that when you don't know your donor yet. So this is one of the last types of messages that you will send to your donor. And of course, because you're building up a relation, it might be coming back. You might have a whole cycle with all sorts of messages, and then maybe after some time the first request comes, and then you continue with your communication, and then maybe after another lapse of time, another interval of time, another request comes. You can ask a private individual donor or even a grant-making donor several times for a grant or for a donation, provided, of course, you are keeping the relation in the meantime, and provided that you are listening to what they're telling you so that your next request can be successful. Okay, so let's look at the personal messages. So, as I said in the beginning, that question about happiness, that could be something that you could ask, like between business and personal message, maybe in a Facebook post, a really more personal message to a personal, to a contact person at an organization or a private individual donor could be something like, this made me think of you when you see something that is about maybe their football team, or maybe it's about the city that they're in, or maybe the country that they're in, or maybe something that they spoke about with you before, a hobby or something, and you see something about that, maybe you see a picture or an article, and you're sharing that with them, saying, oh, this made me think of you, I saw that this and this is happening with your team, and I hope that they will win the next time, something like that, right? And then also in the same kind of message, I thought you might like this. That could also be, of course, a nice positive article about their football team. It could be something about a hobby that they shared with you, that they have. Just something that that might be interesting to them. Yeah, I would be very careful in sending things that you think they might believe to be funny, because unless you know them really well, a sense of humor is very different, of course, between people and people with different backgrounds, so that could be you could be very wrong in what you think is funny might not be funny to them, and they might misunderstand. Yeah, so I would go for, I thought you might like this, in the sense of it being interesting to them, and not so much as thinking that it might be funny for them, because if you don't know them that well, and if they don't think it's funny, then it might create a lot of misunderstandings. Yeah, so be careful with that. Then, of course, how is or how are messages? So, yeah, you heard maybe about that they were sick, or maybe they had somebody in their family had corona. So then you can say, oh, I was just thinking of you. How are you? How is that person? I hope all will be well, etc. And then, of course, another type of message could be congratulations. Congratulations that your team was did a win, or maybe congratulations that your daughter graduated, or congratulations on your promotion, whatever it is. You can maybe do a congratulation, and maybe there's a national holiday or something like that. And make sure that whatever you learn about them, you keep track of that. So, for example, in your donor data sheet, so that you can indeed send this kind of personal and attentive messages. Yeah, if you don't know that they have a daughter who's graduating, you cannot congratulate them on that. If you don't know where they are from, then you cannot have that hook to connect with them about that. So the more you know about them, things that you think you can later on refer to, and can help you build better relations, make sure you note them, so that you can indeed send this kind of personal messages. And then think about the channel, right? Think about what is the best channel for the kind of message that you want to share. Yeah, maybe a paper message is in some places very old-fashioned, but maybe that therefore it has a lot of power. Maybe email for some messages is good. Maybe WhatsApp is maybe better for other messages. Maybe Messenger, maybe something else. It really depends on the donor and on the type of message that you want to share. And then keep in mind also the time. If you are sending by email, then a person can probably read it whenever it's convenient. But when you start phoning or sending WhatsApp messages, they might have their phone next to their bed, and then you might disturb them in the middle of the night. So keep regular business hours until you learn about them and their habits. Yeah, there are people who are working at night, so whom prefer to be in contact at night, because that's for them their working time and their quiet time, because all the other people are asleep. But there are also people, for example, like me, I try to sleep at night. So if somebody's calling me at 2 a.m. in the night, I think that my parents died, or that somebody of my family ended up in hospital and maybe is about to die. Yeah, so if you call me at 2 a.m. and you wake me up in the middle of the night, the first response for me is there's an emergency, there's something horrible happening. If I then see that it's just somebody trying to build a relation with me because they think I'm a donor, by the way, I am not, then that upsets me. Yeah, so then that person immediately ends up on my blacklist, because it's totally, for me, inconvenient. Yeah, because I wake up very stressed, and my first response is, who is dead? And then it's just somebody that I don't know trying to phone me. Yeah, so you need to learn more about the person before you can do that, and only, of course, if you know that the person is normally awake at that time and appreciates contact. Yeah, so keep that in mind, and until you know better, stick to normal, regular business hours, and keep in mind the time zone. If they are in a different country, they might have a different time zone. Okay. So let's now get started, because it's been a long talk, sorry about that. So let's go back to day one, to your donor data sheet. Pick one donor from your list, and don't worry if you don't have a donor, there's a next sheet with something else to do. So this is if you have at least one donor. Pick one donor from the list that you made on day one, write a business message. But not a request, right? We're not starting with a request. And even if you have already built a relation, we're just pretending that we are building it still. So we're not starting with a request. And also write a personal message. Yeah? So you write two draft messages. You share them in the Facebook group and ask for feedback. Maybe if you can be specific about one thing that you're not sure about in a message, please be as specific as you can in what your question is about the message. And then also make sure that you give feedback to somebody else in the Facebook group, because as we spoke about yesterday, this is a very effective way of learning. By reading a message that somebody else is posting, you can be inspired, hopefully, and think, hey, I can also apply that word, or that I can also use this type of story, or I can also use this starting sentence. But also, if you have some things that you think could be better, that's also something you can learn from, because sometimes you will find that you're doing the same thing that you're telling them not to do, but you're just not as aware of it, because you are part of your own story, right? It's difficult for you to look at your own message from a distance, and sometimes it really helps looking at somebody else's message and then thinking, yeah, I'm not so sure about this. And then if you then look back at your own message, you think, yeah, indeed, my own message is doing the same and I'm not sure about it. I'm going to change it. Yeah, so make sure that you post, if possible, with a specific question for something specific that you're not sure about, or that you want to people to respond to, whether they like that or not. And then also take time to look for somebody else's message and to give feedback on that. Yeah. And then tomorrow we're going to pick up from there. So if you don't have a donor yet, what can you then do? Well, if you don't have a donor, there's always social media, of course. So write a text for a social media post with a question, and write a text for a social media post with a story about your work, about a person who has been impacted by the work that you do, and tell us how this person's life has changed. And then you do the same as the other people do. You just share the draft text in the group, in the Facebook group, for feedback, and you give somebody else feedback as well. Yeah, so you can still write two types of messages, even if you don't have a donor and you're just going to be posting them on social media. But please keep in mind that we are today only writing and we're not yet posting or sending. So we're writing, we're sharing, and we are giving feedback. That's it for today. And then at the end, when you have written your messages, and maybe after you've given feedback, just check if your business message is something that could be used in communication with other donors as well. And if that is the case, highlight this in your donor data sheet so that you know I'm going to send this, I have written this message with that donor specifically in mind, but I might just, you know, tweak it a little bit or just like that, send it to other donors too who have similar kind of profile, right? Similar kind of interests and so on. And then also reserve time in your calendar to write one message for one donor every day. And it might be a little bit ambitious, so you might also say, okay, I'm going to reserve time twice per week, and then each time I'm going to write three messages. Yeah, so just see what works best for you and what could be a good moment in your days to allocate to this kind of task. It might be something that's very good to do at the beginning of the day when you're still fresh and energetic. It might also be something that works for you better to do at the end of the day before you go home, because then you have the whole day fresh in mind and maybe something happened during the day that inspires you. So it really depends on you what is a good time slot every day, but try to reserve already time in your calendar for a regular work on writing messages for different donors for each of them specifically. Yeah, and then I'm looking forward to seeing you in the Facebook group, of course, where I'm also going to be there to give feedback on some of the messages and posts that I see there. And I'm looking forward to seeing what you come up with and whether you have any cool insights to share or not. You can see the link of the group here in case you've forgotten about it, and it's also available as a clickable link where you're watching this video. And so for now, I would say see you in the Facebook group after you have been able to do the assignments as are written down in detail in the worksheet that you can download as well where you are watching this video. Yeah, so in the worksheet, all the tasks are broken down in small steps, so you can simply follow the worksheet and then post the results, the two posts that you have in draft in the Facebook group, and I'll be there and looking forward to seeing you there. Bye for now.